This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders discuss transitional justice-related issues at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, agree to advance by safeguarding the existing political system. Home Ministry warns of activities fueling anarchy unacceptable. Speaker Devraj Khimire points out the need for commitment among political leaders and people's representatives to ensure good governance. And thousands of protesters rally against Donald Trump across U.S. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the major political parties, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, have held discussions yesterday to advance by setting an environment conducive to safeguarding the existing political system and the constitution of the Federal Democratic Republic. At a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the top leaders have shared a common standpoint to unite the Republican forces and remain alert to the acts being carried out to destabilize the law and order by creating social anarchy and breaching the constitutional provisions. Prime Minister Oli, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba, and CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, and Prime Minister's Human Rights and Transitional Justice Advisor Agni Kharel were present at the meeting. Likewise, Prime Minister's Advisor Kharel shared that the top leaders were informed about the activities of the search committee formed by the government to recommend candidates for the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, TRC, and the Commission of Investigation on Enforced Disappeared Persons. In the meantime, the Ministry of Home Affairs has urged one and all not to participate in any anarchic provocative or illegal activities that incite violence in this society. In a statement issued yesterday, the ministry has stated that its serious attention was drawn to the news reports regarding breaches of restricted areas which were announced as per the existing laws. The ministry's spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari stated that any activities promoting blatant violations of the constitution and laws, as well as fueling anarchy in society, are unacceptable, and those involved in such activities would be booked according to the law. Speaker Devraj Khimire has said that good governance has not been established in the country due to political instability. At the National Governance Summit 2025, organized by the Good Governance Protection Forum yesterday, Speaker Khimire pointed out the need for commitment among political leaders and people's representatives to ensure good governance and carry out activities being accountable towards the nation and people. Speaker Khimire argued that good governance would not be established until political leadership is determined towards correcting behavior. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that there is no alternative to democracy and the republic in the country. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Nepal Press Union Kaski in Pokhara yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak urged everyone to unite against violent activities that change the constitutional system in the name of the former monarchist or anyone else. On the occasion, the Home Minister said the ruling coalition of the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML had no problems at all and is working smoothly. Home Minister Lekhak said the ruling partners have good relations to take together the activities as per the plan. On a different note, he said there were no issues at all on the appointment of the governor and the government is committed to fulfilling teachers' demands. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said the government is focused on infrastructure development to meet people's expectations. At a program in Raswa district yesterday, Minister Gurung stated that the government was advancing to complete the uncompleted projects of the past. Likewise, Minister Gurung pleased to make the Siafrubesi-Raswagadi highway more systematic and argued that the government was working systematically for tourism and infrastructure development of the district. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, has said women entrepreneurship would be a significant base for tourism-related economy. At a program on women in Nepali tourism industry in present digital era organized by Nepal Tourism Board yesterday, Minister Pandey mentioned that women are capable of playing leading roles in developing tourism. Keeping the development and prosperity of the tourism sector at the center, Minister Pandey also expressed commitment to allocate the budget in the coming fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Thousands of protesters rallied in Washington and other cities across the U.S. on Saturday to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies on deportations, government firings, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. Some demonstrators chanted in support of migrants whom the Trump administration has deported or has been attempting to deport, while expressing solidarity with people fired by the federal government and with universities whose funding is threatened by President Trump. Since his January inauguration, Trump and his billionaire ally Elon Musk have gutted the federal government, firing over 200,000 workers and attempting to dismantle various agencies. The administration has also detained scores of foreign students and threatened to stop federal funding to universities over diversity, equity and inclusion programs, climate initiatives and pro-Palestinian protest. Rights groups have condemned the policies. Demonstrations were also held in New York City and Chicago, among dozens of other locations. It marked the second day of nationwide demonstrations since President Trump took office. Now a sports update. Nepal has failed to qualify for the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup after rain became a hindrance. Afghanistan qualified for the World Cup after the match against Nepal under the ICC U19 Men's Cricket World Cup Asia qualifiers was called off due to rain. The match was scheduled to be played at 9:30 a.m. yesterday at the Lower Mulpani Cricket Ground. Despite the work of drying the water-soaked field, the match could not be played due to a lack of time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the provinces today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces, with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders discuss transitional justice-related issues at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, agree to advance by safeguarding the existing political system. Home Ministry warns of activities fueling anarchy unacceptable. Speaker Devraj Khimire points out the need for commitment among political leaders and people's representatives to ensure good governance. And thousands of protesters rally against Donald Trump across the U.S. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.